chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you say it, come in no time to play out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Rest make the heaven in the middle of it. Rest make the heaven in the middle. We are. Rest make the heaven.
Secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. We've got a fine program lined up this evening, and we're going to start off with Greg Reese. He does some fine synopsis and also summary of what's going on. So here we go with Greg Reese.
Like millions of us must be feeling worldwide, economist Ernest Wolf believes a hidden alliance of political and corporate leaders are exploiting the COVID-19 pandemic with the goal of crashing their economies and making way for a global digital currency. Wolf has been researching the history of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and has found a very fundamental piece of their criminal puzzle. The Young Global Leaders School, established and managed by Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum, originally called the European Management Forum, brought together 31 nations at its very first meeting in 1971 and is currently funded by 1,000 multinational corporations. Klaus Schwab hadn't really accomplished much in economics. His father made weapons for the Nazis, and he trained under Henry Kissinger at the Harvard Business School, which is where he was likely tapped to be the face of the World Economic Forum. In 1992, Schwab established the Global Leaders for Tomorrow School, which was reestablished as the Young Global Leaders in 2004. Attendees must officially apply for admission and be selected. Alumni of the school's very first class include Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy, and Tony Blair. Other attendees include Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
So long as there's people who are eligible who haven't been vaccinated, we've got work to do. You know, I don't think I'll ever be satisfied so long as there's someone who's who is eligible and hasn't been. And that's why I've said this, there's not going to be an end point to this vaccination program.
President of France, Emmanuel Macron. Governor of California, Gavin Newsom.
That's why we recognize our responsibility to do more, and that's what we are announcing here today. A statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children to add to a well-established list that currently includes 10 vaccinations and well-established rules and regulations that have been advanced by the legislature for decades, to add to that list the vaccination.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Other attendees of the Young Global Leaders include Virgin's Richard Branson, the Clinton Foundation's Chelsea Clinton, and BlackRock's Larry Fink. Approximately 1,300 global leaders have attended the school from North America, Asia, Africa, and South America, most of whom are all pushing the same criminal hoax, the lockdowns, and the deadly experimental jabs. These are the foot soldiers bringing about the angry world that Klaus Schwab talked about.
I don't know how it will play out in November, but what we know is that we will end up with many more unemployed, and particularly also people in the gray economy, which are not counted for, who lose their jobs. So we will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increase by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So we have to prepare for a more angry world.
So that his masters can bring about their one world government system. And in 2012, Klaus Schwab began the Global Shapers Community, which has groomed an army of 10,000 young people to be the next group of saboteurs around the world. currently holding meetings in 400 cities worldwide. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
They're setting out quite a plan on us already. This has been going on for a number of years. This just didn't pop up in the last year and a half, 2 years, when this virus began to be dominant out there. This plan's been underway for a long, long time. And it resembles somewhat magic. And here's what David Icke had to say about the spell that they've cast on us. This is very important. They're using mind control, magical, black magic types of mechanisms on us now. Here we go with David Icke explaining about the spell.
Hello and welcome to the David Icke Dog Connector videocast. Well, this book, which was written and published before the COVID era, has three chapters in it called Casting the Spell, Holding the Spell, and Advancing the Spell. And another book that I wrote before that has a chapter called Breaking the Spell. Because over the last several decades now, it's become so clear to me that much of humanity is literally under a spell, a mind spell, a spell that makes it impossible to question and process what people are told to believe and come to a different conclusion. I say impossible, you can break the spell, but most people don't. And of course, in the COVID era, this spell, not least now as I speak, has never been more bloody obvious. And this is a definition of spell. A spoken word or form of words held to have magic power. A state of enchantment, a strong, compelling influence or attraction. And enchantment is defined as a magic spell or act of witchcraft. And we have been watching in this nearly 2 years of, quote, COVID, witchcraft being cast on great swathes of the human mind. And one of the greatest forms of mind control is repetition, continually repeating the same thing. And so this has come through all the propaganda from government and the laughingly called health industry. And it's come from this tidal wave of publicly funded, you're funding it, advertisements in television, radio, newspapers, constantly telling you the same thing. You must be terrified of, quote, COVID, and I keep saying, quote, COVID, because I've never seen yet one scientific paper on planet Earth to show that it exists, staggeringly, to get you to believe in a deadly virus called COVID, and to believe that the only solution to it is a fake vaccination that doesn't fit any definition of a vaccination. So, we have seen this spell cast on the minds and control the minds of great swathes of the public, of doctors and the medical industry, with honorable exceptions, of the media and all these institutions of government and politics. And talking of the media, here's some quotes from this week from people who bravely and with great delusion perceive themselves as somehow fitting the criteria of a journalist. And the first one is Andrew Neil. Now, Andrew Neil made his name with the BBC and he's doing other things now. He's interviewed me a couple of times, one of the most deeply unpleasant people I've come across in television, actually. But he has a right to be that, if he chooses. But what he's now demanding in an article this week is that the unfake vaccinated suffer consequences in terms of their ability to live their lives because they won't have a potion put into their bodies that has already had catastrophic effects and fatal effects on enormous amounts of people worldwide. So this is Andrew Neil. He'll go on thinking he's a journalist. Quote, there are 5 million British adults who through fear and ignorance, irresponsibility and sheer stupidity refuse to be jabbed. And in doing so, they endanger not just themselves, but the rest of us. Any proper journalist who has done proper research into this fake vaccine will know that every single word of that quote is wrong and delusional. But there seems to be a pattern. This is a lady, what's her name? Karen Brady, writing in the British Sun. Make the unjabbed face their own lockdown so we can save lives. What do you know about this jab, Ms. Brady? What do you know about COVID that you haven't been told from official sources? Zero. Just like Neil. Then there's someone on the Express called Carol Malone. The consequence has to be they don't get to live the lives the rest of us do for refusing to have a, for many already, lethal cocktail, which because of trade protection, we're not even allowed officially to know all that's in it. And then there's a guy called James Whale. He is on talk radio in Britain, and he used to interview me a long time ago. He was quite an open-minded chap then. And he was on a program talking to a caller with a bloke called Ash. Is there life on Ash? I saw no evidence of it. And he's brought the whole nonsense, James Whale. And he was ridiculing this caller for questioning the fake vaccination. And if anyone, remembers when James Whale was anti-system, and or at least challenging the system, questioning the system, then you must be of great age. So where's the self-awareness with these people and all these others under the spell that what they're actually calling for is fascism? Fascism that says you don't own your body, we do, and we're going to do everything possible to ensure that you have this potion when you don't want it. But their reply, oh no, we're not calling for fascism. We just want to make people have a jab they don't want. A fake vaccine these people want to impose on others that has never been used on humans before. Like I say, we can't know, and people have looked and found out, but officially we can't know what's actually in it in totality because it's a trade secret. It's got emergency approval on the back of no trials worth the name, which means no approval, really. And the authorities, not least in America, are trying to stop you knowing what's in the data on which they decided to give approval. It can't stop transmission. It can't stop infection. They've admitted that. But never mind. The fake vaccine doesn't work, but get your booster. Get your booster with synthetic genetic material that will transform your DNA, which has lethal stuff in it, like graphene. Tiny, tiny nano razor blades cutting the body to pieces over a period of time, which has already caused the death in the totality of the contents of fantastic numbers of people worldwide, all covered up, and changed the health future and life expectancy of even more. And if people think, well, no, I never heard that on the BBC, I never heard that on CNN, what's he talking about? Go to davidicke.com, put fake vaccine in the search engine, and go through story after story after story after story of what has happened to enormous numbers of people having had this fake jab, which you're not being told about in the mainstream. At davidicke.com, by the way, that's gone from hundreds of thousands of visitors a week to millions and millions, because despite the spelled minds, enormous numbers of people are now beginning to wake up. So, over the period of time between about 1996 to across the millennium and beyond, I did a fantastic amount of research, absolutely focused on this, on mind control. Government mind control projects like MKUltra in America, the infamous one. And I talked to loads and loads of people who were involved in that and learned how these techniques work. And the scale, this is the point, the scale to which it is possible, if you know how the mind works, to get people, even en masse, like we're seeing with the spelled minds of the COVID era, to get them to believe anything unquestioningly. And what they did in MKUltra, they used something called trauma-based mind control, which is kind of based on extremes of fear. Now, you look at what's been happening in the COVID era, it's get people frightened. And what they did with trauma-based mind control was make people, even little children, they're psychopaths, of course, to experience great trauma, great things of terror. And what then happens is the mind starts forming compartments around that memory, so it isolates it from the conscious mind, if you like, so that the person doesn't have to keep reliving it. And they call these fragments of isolated mind in the mind control industry alters, as in altered states. And these different fragments of mind have a completely different sense of reality to all the other parts of the mind, to the extent that people who've been put through this have told me how they could be completely drunk in one altar, and because that altar experienced the consumption of the drink. But when they were switched to another altar, and this is what they do, they switch different personalities, called multiple personality disorder, around the mind to do different tasks. If they switched to another altar that hadn't been the conscious mind at the point where they consumed the alcohol, that part of the mind would be perfectly sober. Same with drugs. I remember one person who was in the MKUltra, Mind Control Horror, who said that her worst fear was having an operation, being put under anesthetic, because she knew that if the altar that experienced the anesthetic switched to another altar during the operation, she would wake up with no anesthetic impact whatsoever. So that's just an idea of the scale of possibility in controlling people's minds so their behavior is exactly what you want. And you look at Manchurian candidates, you know, where they program people to kill a target. This is all part of this whole, what was at one time called MKUltra, mind control manipulation technique. So as I've watched the COVID era unfold, I have watched all that I have learned over all those years about how mind control is done. I've watched it unfold in the public arena and those same techniques be used on the public. So why wouldn't the public, great swathes of it, not everyone for reasons I'll come to, but great swathes of it, why wouldn't they be under a spell in much the same way in principle as those people in MKUltra? And that's why these so-called COVID restrictions and impositions and fascism have been driven not even by medical people, but by behavioral psychologists. It's all about casting this spell on the public mind so the public mind will not question. And so here is just a brief symbol of what has happened to great swathes of the public mind since the COVID hoax was played. In fact, this could well be Andrew Neil.
There you go with David Icke, and he's right on top of it. They're using black magic and using spells and things like that to seduce us into this servitude, you could say, of what is going on right now. Now, coming up is Alex, and Alex hits it from a really broad basis. And he expands on some of these earlier ideas of the spell and so forth. And he knows a lot about what's going on. So here we go with Alex, and then we're going to follow that with Michael Hoffman's interview with Bonnie Faulkner way back on Guns and Butter. And he talks about psychodrama, playing out psychodramas to manipulate us. So here we go with Alex.
It's Friday, December 17th, the year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, it's now all out in the open. Joe Biden came out with his incredible threat, saying it's going to be a dark winter of death and destruction for the, quote, unvaccinated, but you will be safe if you take the shot. Literally terrorizing you to take something that by the third injection with the Pfizer, by the second with the Moderna, erases 90%+ of your immune system, turning off your killer T cells. Unbelievable. We'll play the clip in a moment. But today is definitely the day that the most news ever about this being a depopulation rollout takeover, both the virus and the response with the vaccines, the deliberate suppression of therapeutics that are basically 100% if you get them early, the attack on vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. We are witnessing the criminal global corporations through the UN and through our nation states that they've captured literally engaged in 21st century warfare against the people. Kaz, writing on Twitter, said the conspiracy theorist warned us about and warned us last year of vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, perpetual lockdowns, rampant inflation. So the conspiracy theorist warns you of all those things. Now they're warning you of digital ID, social credit score, central bank digital currencies, climate lockdowns, energy rationing, pay attention. Electricity this year alone is up over 26%. It's gone up 17% in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in just the last month on top of that. Got that in the stack. And then these headlines out of Austria and Germany. Austria to begin shipping unvaxxed to prisons. Oh, then we found Wired Magazine last year in March attacking yours truly, saying I'm an insane devil liar for saying by next winter they'll be announcing new lockdowns and forced inoculation and the imprisonment of the unvaxxed in Europe and Australia, because they're the test beds. And then a year later it'll be us. That'll be by the midterms 10 months from now. But now it starts in Germany and Australia, and then we're a little less than a year out from them trying to basically stop the midterms or have such a smokescreen of political collapse with the economy and cyber attacks and all the rest of it that they're able to smokescreen stealing the election in 326 days. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Let me show you the news today. Turns out what we told you, of course, 20-plus months ago was true. We had all the documents then. That Peter Daszak, who also goes to eugenics conferences with Bill Gates and talks about how he wants to depopulate you and your family, Peter Daszak ran the Lancet Journal and had them lie and say that there was no gain of function going on, and Lancet knew and helped cover up criminally. That's out of the news today. But wait, it gets 10 times bigger. Are you ready for this one? CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot, period, over blood clot risk. J&J fires another virus, it's a virus vector system, almost as dangerous as mRNA, into your cells and makes them produce the spike protein, which is toxic, and turns off your killer T's. Some evidence shows it's even stronger than the Moderna and the Pfizer in its effects. Does the same thing. And it changes your DNA big time. Fires a combination of a human and a chimpanzee virus into your cells. That sound good? No. Carrying a payload with it that does the same thing as the mRNA. Same message. Daszak and Gates produced all these at the Wuhan lab in the last 10 years, and then they, in November and December of 2019, sent the orders out to all the major Western vaccine makers that they had the patents and that they owned them. Bill Gates, Fauci, Peter Daszak, on record, this is on record, to prepare to make the vaccine for this spike protein that is the same spike protein from HIV that, wait for it, that Dr. Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates co-owns. Co-owns. And they always had this plan to have a bunch of the same type vaccines out there that aren't vaccines. And so that when you got upset about it, they go, okay, we pulled one off. That's in the SPARS 2023 document that's really set in the year 2020 to 2023. This is the martial law takeover of the planet, in their own words. So here it is. It's from ZeroHedge.com. It's on InfoWars.com. CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot over blood clot. Goes on to say that it should be pulled from the market. Wow, not getting a lot of attention. It gets worse. School district in New York sends out email. This is on InfoWars.com. Gateway Pundit also has it. School district in New York sends out email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in students from 5th grade to 12th grade. And they just say, don't worry, we've got defibrillators and everything ready, and there's just going to be a lot more heart attacks. Just get used to it. And then it gets worse. Reuters. Remember how much I harped on this? the UN won't sign the secret agreement with Pfizer to give liability protection to them and Moderna, so that's why they will not inject anyone that is a, quote, refugee they're bringing in, because they said of strokes and heart attacks, and that it will scare refugees from not coming. So you're being targeted as a police officer or a school teacher or a person that works in a grocery store or a farmer or a five-year-old child trying to go to school or a woman that wants to go into Cheesecake Factory and eat with her family. You're going to be arrested. But if you want to come across, that's okay, and the UN's not going to do it because, well, that they're not going to give themselves any liability. And that's all the secret documents and admissions. Pfizer has power to, quote, silence governments. That's ABC News. Silence governments in secret agreements. Now you're starting to see global corporate coup. Alex Jones was not engaged in hyperbole on any of this. I'm telling you exactly what's going down. And now they've got all their talking heads across the world saying forced injections are coming to Europe, the United States, and Australia. And I told you months ago, with all them preparing that, that's like artillery opening up before the ground forces move in, that they would start announcing the forced inoculations first in Europe, then Australia, then the UK, then Canada, then the US. It's now started exactly as I said, precisely. They found the video. I've got to send it to the crew. It's on Twitter. 21 months ago, I said you'll start having weather reports on the viruses and whether you can go out or not on your apps. It's now been announced by CNN that it will be a weather-like app and will tell you where you can go and what you can do, and that this is with us forever, and it's going to be like storms, like tornadoes, like hurricanes. Told you, I've got the enemy. I didn't read that in a document. I just know them. I just am inside their head. And, of course, now billboards all over the Western world that it's normal for children to have heart attacks and strokes and die. So it's on, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the Weather Channel now is bringing localized COVID-19 updates to your phone. Total BS. And it gets worse. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. Reuters. Oh, and what did the Reuters article say last week about, oh, the first 30-something pages of the hundreds of thousands that Pfizer released to the FDA after a federal court ordered it? It's just massive deaths and miscarriages they covered up and lied to the public. And now they're just normalizing killing you, you see? It's all coming out. They're not even getting in trouble. And in the SPARS document from 2018, they talk about the John Hopkins and the Rockefeller Foundation, how they're going to normalize killing you and how you're going to take it and how you're going to like it. And, oh, the parents get all the attention when their kid has a stroke or a heart attack, and they get to go bury him, and it's so much fun, and so liberal and cool. It's almost as good as, you know, the sexual sterilization of the children and all the chemical castration. It's so liberal. And it gets worse. Oh, I haven't even, oh, it gets even worse. Way worse when we come back. But it's all coming out, how they're murdering you and your family, and then big tech's working around the clock to suppress any of this getting out. CDC warns Americans not to take COVID jab while UN bans COVID vax for migrants over liability fears. Wow. Meanwhile, a New York school district has sent out a mass email warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in their students. In fact, it's the major New York school district. Pretty incredible information. I mean, I think that's red alert, red alert, red alert territory, isn't it? Because I say right beneath that, red alert, red alert, red alert. The globalist house of cards is coming down. You do not want to miss this bombshell Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Because they're not going to give up. You understand that. We were getting populists elected all over the world. We were building a pro-human future just 5 years ago. And they've counterstruck with their Operation Lockstep, Crimson Contagion, Dark Winter, SPARS 2023 operation. That's how I know exactly when they're going to do it and how they're going to do it, because it's a program. I've got a Vice article here that I mentioned that I've got to take time out today to at least show you part of. Or I'll show you the headline. You can go read it yourself. It's a long, like 20-page article demonizing myself and many others, saying the insane conspiracy theorists claim forced inoculations are coming. They claim by next year, they'll claim there's new variants, you've got to take all these new boosters, and they're going to force you. How insane are these scum? And, of course, it hasn't aged well, that clip. That's why they're now censoring on Twitter and Instagram, confirmed, clips of Fauci on TV again 18 months ago, saying we got to be careful about the new vaccine, that it doesn't cause ADE, antibody dependency enhancement, which tends to kill you. Oh, but oh, you're not allowed to say that now. So even he's memory-holed. I mean, he's the good Fauci. So we're not allowed to hear what he said a year and a half ago. We're only allowed to hear what he says now. You can't show him saying masks don't work a year and a half ago. You just have him saying wear two. And by the way, even if you're by yourself in your home, wear one and test yourself on Christmas. That's what he said yesterday. Literal cult programming. Oh, and the CDC's quietly announced, and the UK's announced, Australia's announced, and New Zealand's announced, and Germany's announced, and Spain's announced, that we're never going back to normal, and the lockdown's permanent, and you're always going to get new shots, 3 or 4 a year, up to 7 a year, up to 10 a year, and then they laugh at you and say, but you can have an orgy with 25 people. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. The same people said, don't look at the sunset and don't talk to your neighbors, but you can have sex with 25 people in an orgy. By the way, if you're a new listener, that's not a joke. The Prime Minister of New Zealand said that 2 days ago. It didn't even rate for us to play it. Yeah, there it is. Didn't even rate for us to play it in the sea of evil going on. Whew. Speaking of pedophilia, they busted more people trafficking or trying to traffic children. More CNN producers trafficking children. Hey, newsflash. I mean, folks, I'm not kidding when I said last week when the other CNN news broke that a large number of their producers are pedophiles. I mean, that's well known. You don't get the job unless you're a sick, evil person at CNN. And so they don't vouch for you unless you're pretty sick. So when you see CNN hosts, when you see CNN crew, I mean, I'm not saying that as a joke when I tell you that you're dealing with the Legion of Satan. I mean, that is a satanic command base, mothership. The founder of it literally wants to murder you and your family and kill 7+ billion people. So just understand, you keep wondering why this is happening. They want to murder you. But let me speak to this. I was sitting here thinking about friends and family I know that are aware of the globalists and aware of the takeover, but they're so selfish. Even friends and family I know for a long time, some of them, that they can't get upset about this because they've got a life to lead and they'll just go through whatever hoops they've got to jump through to just continue to watch their Netflix and hang out with their friends and drink beer. So that makes these people literally aiding and abetting the globalists. And I was asking myself, what is the common denominator in these people? They're in a trance. They were born into comfort. They were born into things being, you know, pretty tranquil and safe. And so they just don't get how they're going to lose their future and their laissez-faire lifestyle very soon because they're selfish. And when you get a bunch of selfish people who don't care about themselves, don't care about others, the whole society degenerates and the whole society begins to collapse in rapid order. And medically, much of the Western world, from watching so much television and screen time and the flicker rate, is in a close to sleep state, a daydreaming state. Highly suggestible. That's mainline science. And that's what we cover in Reset Wars. And so you're already awake. The listeners of this broadcast are more awake than I am in many ways. So for you, it's something to learn the technicals of because you're already basically somewhat immune to the mind control. None of us are perfect. And so you need to go see Reset Wars to share it with other people. And, you know, I'm going to talk to some of my members of family who don't take stuff serious enough, and I'm going to make them watch Reset Wars, or I'm going to disassociate from them in general. Because society's going down, and people need to choose a side and really fight this. And we need to, you know, the left bullies everybody to submit to their agenda. We need to not bully people, but we need to say, hey, you better choose what side you're on in this thing. So I am so proud of Reset Wars, and I'm so thankful to listeners that have gone and gotten the course. You know, we've seen some complaints because it's $200, and my answer to you is we need the money to stay on air and build a whole new infrastructure, which we're doing, and we need the money to do this. People go pay thousands of dollars for George Strait tickets or for, you know, NFL tickets or basketball tickets in the front row. This is a couple hundred dollars. We're not cutting it here with the supplement sales and t-shirts, the rest of it. And I'm not complaining at our listeners that support us. You know who you are. But for people on the fence, you need the information in Reset Wars. This is game changing. I mean, what do you think I do? All I do is game change. I'm not bragging. I know what I'm talking about. You need Reset Wars. But regardless, if you're a regular listener that's already really awake, you will still be helped by it. It's very powerful. It's a lot to absorb. Very, very deep information, but also very simple at one level. So I hope everybody goes to ResetWars.com. We've had just rave reviews, but we have had a lot of complaints that we only did 3 days of the 25% off. And so the 25% off is brought back for the Christmas sale through Christmas Day, and then it's going to go back to its regular price. We're going to launch a bunch of other courses that are less and a whole bunch of other special events and things, but we had to have this to build the infrastructure, and you're the founders by being members at ResetWars.com. You're helping found the next level of the InfoWars, so thank you. Do you understand how big the vaccine news is today? The CDC says do not take the J&J shot. First it was a heart warning. Now it's do not take it. Now there's a heart warning on the Pfizer and Moderna. Next it'll be don't take that. How do I know? It's in the SPARS document. But then they'll normalize that they killed you and not get in trouble and roll out more new injections for new viruses they've cooked up and got it ready for you. This is a civilization destabilization collapse plan. And the only way we get out of it is admitting how much trouble we're in. So we're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. And I'm going to come back. And I am going to go over all of this in great detail. CDC warns Americans not to get J&J shot over blood clot risk. School district in New York sends out emails warning parents of sudden cardiac arrest in students, saying get used to it, and five-year-olds and up. Now they say as soon as the babies get it, get ready for them to have heart attacks and die as well. Totally normal, totally liberal. Reuters reports refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits and have not been indemnified by the UN. Oh, really? Ex-pro footballer calls for investigation into footballers suffering heart problems. Bolsonaro wants to expose health officials who approved COVID vaccine for kids. And now they've got weather reports for the virus, like I predicted a year and a half ago they would do, for the virtual blizzard of Omicron and all the rest of this BS as they prepare new lockdowns ahead of the election that's only 10 months away.
Well, that was Alex, and he's hard-hitting. And some people out there I know have a hard time absorbing some of these things because we've been at it, I have personally, for 40 years, delving into these things like MKUltra, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it takes a little bit of catching up to what we're saying sometimes. But anyway, coming up next is a Guns and Butter interview that Bonnie Faulkner, bless her heart, God bless her, she's a wonderful lady, did with Michael Hoffman. Michael Hoffman knows about the alchemical processing of humankind through the use of psychodrama. You know, here we go next with that interview.
Michael Hoffman, welcome.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's good to be here.
I've just read your incredible book, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare. In the chapter Episodic Revelation and the Lone Nut Syndrome is an excerpt from your book that I first read in another book that strongly resonated with me. You write, quote, "The following is a statement which comes from within the British intelligence wing of the cryptocracy." Quote, "This demonstrates one of our simpler methods. Realizing that our activities will sooner or later come to light, we structure our activities so that as conspiracy researchers unravel them, they will release information into the public consciousness in such a way that it mirrors our initiatory procedure. In this way, the more we are investigated, the more masses of people are psychologically processed by the very people who seek to expose us. The meme that constitutes our essential structure is then successfully mimicked within the consciousness of those who investigate us. Success can then be measured precisely to the extent that our work is exposed." When I read that, I thought, yes, that's it. I had never read such a potent description of what is going on. We could certainly spend the hour discussing this one paragraph. Where did you come across this description of what you term the method?
The revelation of the method actually comes from my mentor, James Shelby Downard, I met him in St. Petersburg, Florida in the mid-1970s, and he was a very unusual man. He walked the razor edge between genius and eccentricity, but he had a mind where he was able to see and detect patterns. And also he had a historian's mind in terms of the research that he did. And he was the one that set me on this path of the revelation of the method. He also called it must be, or the making manifest of all that is hidden. And in the sense that in the very last days, not necessarily the last days of the planet or some eschatology like that, but in the last days of this grand conspiracy, which he centered and I center also in Great Britain as a initial starting point for it, and there are many other starting points, but that's perhaps the major one. What was set in motion in terms of what we saw with the first atomic bomb blast, the creation and destruction of primordial matter at the Trinity site on the 33rd degree of north parallel latitude in New Mexico, and then the assassination of Kennedy, the killing of the King Wright in 1963, close to the 33rd degree of north parallel latitude. And then Mr. Downard added to that the revelation of the method, that the way that the system would deal with this is by first suppressing it and then letting its own critics and investigators of the phenomenon be the ones who actually emblazoned and embellished their own invulnerability, as they're very much concerned about projecting a sense that they are virtuoso criminal masterminds, which indeed they are, but they're actually invested in having that set forth because it demoralizes people and it encourages a great deal of the apathy and abulia or lack of will that we're seeing in the people today.
And what do you mean by the term cryptocracy?
That was Walter Bauer came up with that, Operation Mind Control, a seminal book, also from the 1970s, I believe. And the cryptocracy would be rule by secrets. But, of course, as they approach this terminal phase, having accomplished so many of their objectives, there's less and less a reliance on keeping secrets. Now, of course, some secrets have to be kept in the short term, but Mr. Downard talked about the cryonic process of freeze and thaw, so that initially there are secrets kept. For example, if you look at the Las Vegas a shooting massacre in the fall of 2017, you see the lone nut meme that was put forth there. The U.S. media reported the next day, October 2nd, quote, police believe Paddock act alone in executing the deadliest mass shooting in modern history. Well, I'm a former reporter for the Associated Press, and that rubs my journalistic instincts wrong when I see that less than a day after the atrocity, when a thorough investigation should have just begun, police were establishing the grounds for a lone nut meme that Paddock acted alone and he certainly had no support. Although that was, even though that was implanted in the minds, less than 24 hours later, Las Vegas Sheriff Lombardo shattered it like a broken mirror, saying that he couldn't actually countenance the idea that such a extensive massacre was the work of one man. So that was telescoping the whole process into a much shorter scenario than what we saw with David Berkowitz, for example, who again repeating this pattern where they arrested the so-called Son of Sam killer in 1977 in New York City, declared him to be the lone nut who was responsible immediately after his arrest, again, when the investigation should have begun in earnest. And then later on, Maury Terry and others wrote big books about the extensive connections that David Berkowitz had, and that there was no way he could have done all of those heinous murders in the same way that Ted Kaczynski, who has been a very willing scapegoat in the process of labeling him a lone nut, and there's no way that he was solely the only Unabomber or university and airline bomber. So we see these patterns, and it's a case of taking them step by step and understanding the ultimate design here, which is the processing of humanity.
Now, this processing of humanity is real, and what it's doing is breaking our will and creating a helpless, hopeless state to the tyrannies and the tyrants that are ruling over us. And this is really ongoing, and that's exactly what this pandemic or plandemic is doing is that, oh, we've got to listen to the tyrants, to the government now in their dictates, and we must not object to that, and we can't say anything or put anything on the web that is in opposition to that, because we're actually the ones then that are hurting our fellow men. That is what they have going. But we the people are still out here, and we the people can still make a difference. And I'm going to end with a short clip about Fran Schur. Fran Schur is one of the most stand-up ladies and patriots, and really fine, fine person, not only a fine person, but a fine patriot in her work over the years. And there's just a brief introductory clip about her, but I'm going to put up all her clips, her actual, this clip that for the full interview, and then we're going to put up her articles. Click off on where you can find all her articles. She actually started out in 9/11 Truth out in Boulder and Denver, Colorado, and started writing 21 articles that were placed up at Architects and Engineers. Originally, she's moved those over to another site now. I think you can still find them at A&E Truth, you know, over there. But also, I'm going to put up the click off and the site there you can go to. But about midsummer, she and I conversed, and we both agreed that, gosh, the 9/11 Truth articles that she's done, 21 of them apply directly to this pandemic too, because there's a psychology there that has been frozen, you know what I mean, and stymied to keep from realizing what this pandemic is all about. But anyway, here we go with just sort of an introductory description of her work, and then you can find her, all 28 of her articles on this website. You click off here. So come in to thesecrettruth.com to find that. Here we go with just a little brief introductory bit about Fran Schur, who's a fine person.
But thank you for joining us. And my name is Jason Bosch, and this program is called If We Were Honest. This is actually the 20th episode that I've done. And so I'm just going to start and roll with Fran, and then tune in at the end of it, and we'll have Fran take your questions. So thanks so much. Sitting here with my friend, my dear friend Fran. And Fran, we've known each other for what, 20 years?
Probably, like, 20 years.
About 20 years,
since,
yeah.
You know, ever since 9/11, because you were part of our original group.
Yeah.
Here in Colorado.
So yeah, with 9/11 Visibility is how I met.
It was 9/11 Visibility at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you're a psychologist, correct?
I'm a psychotherapist. In Colorado, you can't call yourself a psychologist unless you have a PhD. I have a master's, and I work as a depth psychotherapist, helping people with trauma, usually early trauma, but not always. And my work is very psychodynamically oriented, transpersonally oriented, and so that's what I've done. I've done other things, you know. I've also worked as a landscape designer and contractor.
You would call yourself kind of a dissident a little bit, maybe, in terms of not really going along with the mainstream narratives. Would you say that's accurate?
I don't like to say that. I like to say that I'm a person who likes to dig into things and see what the truth is. And I'm not always a dissident. You know, when government's doing what they should be doing, I'm very happy. You know, for example, Denver is replacing all the lead water pipes. And I couldn't commend them more. You know, they're doing a great job. They're protecting people. You know, but when the government's not doing what it should be doing, then I like to dig into it and see what the truth is about this, the issue at hand.
So let me ask you, like, you got involved with 9/11 Truth.
Yes.
Pretty early on.
Yes, very early.
But prior to that, were you a person that would kind of question authority and kind of question what you were being told? What were your belief systems like before, with regards to like power and?
I'm very oriented to wanting to make this a better world, you know, to make this a world that works for everybody. Things I've done before 9/11 Truth was I was involved in the Colorado campaign for nuclear weapons freeze. And we don't need these nuclear weapons on our planet. And we actually won our campaign for in Denver. It was passed that we should have a freeze on nuclear weapons. And I've been involved with the environmental movement and wanting to make this a more sustainable planet. And then when 9/11 happened, I was handed a video that questioned the official story, and at that point I was shocked to hear this information, and I just started digging into it, you know, and trying to reading, seeing what other people were saying, reading a book. It was The War on Freedom by Nafisa Ahmed, which was excellent. And then talking to my representative, Diana DeGette, and asking for a real investigation into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember, I pretty much just believed what we were told, you know, from the outset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was just kind of like, it's so shocking, you know, you're not really thinking, you're just kind of it's kind of an emotional experience. You're just like, whoa, what's, you know,
yeah,
what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
But I, you know, like you said, someone gave me a DVD, and even though I was then, I was a little like weary of it because it had like it had a little bit of a religious like angle from it, which was kind of a turnoff for me. You know, over time, you know, it became clear that there things weren't to say. As they were claiming that they were.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spent, you know, months and months and months researching it before I was willing to actually publicly come out of the closet or whatever.
Right.
And say, hey, you know, this needs to be looked at and we need to investigate it.
There you go. And I'll have the click offs, on my site. So come into thesecrettruth.com. And you can find all of these different, you know, articles that she's written. She has the psychological stuff down on why the public was not able to quite understand 9/11 truth and get there to try to open their minds up. But also, she's locked in now in understanding that there's a similar dynamic out here also that's operative. And that's why people can't quite get to what's going on this pandemic. See, the word vaccine had been so embedded in people's minds over the years by the medical profession that if they use this term to describe what they're doling out and recommending that people get vaccinated with a vaccine, and people really believe that that is a legitimate and good thing for them. In this case, this is a misnomer for what they're doing, and we must awaken to that. You know, David Icke said there's a spell on us. Alex says they're using all kinds of mechanisms to convince us, to manipulate us. Michael Hoffman is saying it's psychodramas that they're playing out to break our will and so forth. So much of this is it, the dynamic here. I've studied this for 40 years. And I went back and I picked up on the MK Ultra early on, and I began to see that there's a lot of mind control. The mind does not have, you could say, an ability to shield out. You could say electromagnetic inputs. And what they've done in this world today is they have mastered the ability to input into our minds, okay? All kinds of ideas and influences. We have to get back to understand what magic is, and how people use that to influence others. Ike talks about a spell. That's specifically a magical term. Other people say mind washing, mind control. Michael Hoffman says it's alchemistry of the spirit.